Hi, it's Monday, 2nd of November 2009. This is Joseph Tame in Tokyo, walking back home, having picked up some milk from the local shop. I'm just wondering, is it normal to often wonder why you're here? What is the meaning of life? Of course, it's something which I think we all think about now and then, but recently, I think with the kind of first anniversary of returning to Japan and reviewing what I've achieved or what I haven't achieved, this question kind of haunts me, because it would seem that the meaning of life for me at the moment is paying off debts. And if I didn't have the debt from university, from getting married, from moving to Japan, I'd probably be doing something quite different, something more in line with my passions. And I find this incredibly sad and kind of scary in a way, because I see myself doing something which I never did want to do. I see myself playing a part in this kind of the rat race type mentality again, years after realizing that this was kind of an opt-in thing, and yet here I am having opted in. I find it inspiring, but also frustrating, hearing about people who are making a difference. And I know this is something I talk about a lot, but this is something which really will not go away. I don't know, perhaps a change in my in the way I earn my daily income will bring about an easing of this anxiety. But I know it's not just me, it's something that Twinkle also feels. We've been working together on our latest and last Japan Pod Show video together over the past couple of days, and it turns out we make a pretty good production team. Twinkle is fantastic, coming up with ideas for how things which don't seem to fit together can be made to fit together. She's also been coordinating all the music and basically telling me what to do, and I just actually moved the tracks in Final Cut. And just drifting from that, on a related note, you know, marriage for us is a really wonderful thing. We went through a stage a few months ago now, when things were very difficult, actually. It lasted for quite a few months, when we kind of felt, that's it. The Shinkon Seikatsu, the newly married life, is over, and we're just down in, you know, the kind of stereotypical drudgery of married life. At least that's what we thought. But one thing I was aware of at the time was that our circumstances, our environment, were not conducive to a happy marriage. Extremely tired and in a relatively cramped house and things. So that was one thing to bear in mind. The other thing was that we were both extremely tired and overworked most of the time. And I'm very happy to say that there is no, it doesn't have to be like that. Even if it feels it's inevitable, it isn't. And with effort and with adjusting priorities and taking time for one another, we've got right back to how things were when we first got together, when we first got married, and really feeling we're in this together. And I'm glad to have someone else to work with as we try to figure out why we're here, which we probably never will. Well, I know we never will. We'll just have to come to peace with some kind of idea. Anyway, I'm now home. My 5 minutes is nearly up. I'm going to go and have my Weetabix. So thank you for listening. Take care. Have a lovely November.